This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Only you can prevent forest fires, but money helps. With a Senate hearing on the way today to talk about the impending fire season, Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at how this needed some fixing in the federal budget.
The federal budget will include more money for fighting wildfires, but also provide a separate pot of cash to help make forests less susceptible to burning in the first place. Jude Bayham teaches agriculture and resource economics at Colorado State University.
On paper, it is going to get better. But at the same time, we still have these factors that are driving suppression costs, a buildup of fuels, and this growing wildland and urban interface interacting with climate change.
That wildland-urban interface he's referring to just means people building houses closer to forests. As a result, the cost of fighting fires has risen because more of those fires are burning in places where people live. Greg Peters is with the National Forest Foundation.
What we need to do is make sure that our forests are resilient to fire. And if we don't come to terms with that, we're going to be setting ourselves up for some frustrating living conditions.
The cost of fighting wildfires last year exceeded $2 billion, making it the most expensive year on record. The extra money for fighting fires won't even kick in until 2020. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.